Good morning, everyone. My name is Marcia Newton, and I'm a compulsive overeater, and so happy to be here, blessed by this program since about 1983. And I took a little journey jag that you'll hear about for about 7 years. So at this time, restarting my abstinence after I came back a while, May 29th, 2013. So I'm coming up on 9. But what I do know is I have today, and I'm so grateful and hope that all focus on just for today. I've got a lofty topic. And at first I thought, oh, this will be good. I'm a school teacher by trade. And so what seems to happen to me is since I got healthy, I'm very creative and I have lots of ideas. Bear with me if you're going, where in the world is she going? I love intuition. I kind of plan the plan and let God take over. Just for a minute, I'm going to pause in this sacred space to get myself focused on what I need to do. And I'm asking you to join me. I thank you this morning, HP, for all that you've blessed me and given me. Help me to be the vessel that you want me to be. Help me to say the things I need to say, and I know for me to grow. Thank you. Thank you for all my family of choice that are here, my sisters and my brothers that I get to spend time with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm going to invite you all to go on a journey with me, and it is with your virtual computer or whatever you're using. And that is, you can probably see everyone. You may be in the gallery view, which shows every one of us, and it's so nice. And I'm going to suggest, not necessarily when I'm speaking, but when others are speaking, to put it on speaker view. Why? For me, I believe that the opposite of addiction is connection. And it's like soul to soul, we're not face to face. So I don't know about you, but I want to welcome you into part of my home. I haven't seen most of my members of Overeaters Anonymous's homes. Some of you have them up. I saw Mike's last night. I'd seen it before. He trimmed his plant. That's what I noticed with him. But it's okay. I also wanted, before I get really started, to suggest on how to get connected, that we venture out to look at what is a retreat? Why are we here? Why do we have retreats? What is a retreat? And so to look at my purpose, a retreat, it says, I look up words, act of giving up and withdrawing, or time away in a quiet and secluded place where you can relax. I think I heard Mary last night talking about she needed to get herself spiritually connected. She knew that when things are starting to tip her way, that she's probably getting a little crispy around the edges. So one of the ways I believe we can connect is that we look at the person that is speaking. And I believe for me, a lot of times, to keep my focus on what's in front of me, to be present. Where are my feet today? Are they on the floor? Are they up on the desk? Am I got my cell phone handy dandy in case I get a call? I'm going to invite you to throw that over aside somewhere. And I'm also going to ask you to look at yourself. Today, I'm looking at myself. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't had makeup on for a long time, and I didn't really know if I was going to do it or not. And so, who is that? And in the mirror, I was able to say, I love you no matter what. And I think that is probably so priceless. I think we come here for the fellowship also. And I think that's the part, that skin on skin, which is a challenge. So I'm going to do some visualization stuff so that you can. Right now, I'm wanting you to look at the two people that are next to you. I know Suzanne, the tech help, is on my left, and I know Marina is on my right. And those are the two people that I'm sending my love to today, and we'll be doing some exercises about that. So I'm here for fellowship. I'm here for renewal. I'm here for retreat. What I love about retreat has the word treat. So what a treat it is to be with you all. What a treat it is to be willing to spend some time. In fact, for me, necessary time just sharing with you what I've experienced in regards to my soul. I believe my soul is a sacred space. And when I came here, as in AA's 12 by 12 and step 11, it talks about soul sickness, body's soul sickness. And I knew there was something bigger than me because I got this intuition and these nudges, but they scared. And looking at how did we feed ourselves? I don't know about you, but I didn't feed my soul, although that's what I use the food to tamp down. Some people talk about the birth of our soul. No, our soul is not. Our soul is alive and well. It's just buried deep under the fat. Quite some time ago, I wrote a poem, and I won't bore you with it because it's 3 pages long, and it was really dark, but it was called Deep Within. And it started out, where do little girls go to cry who have no teddy bear to caress or no one to hold them in their arms? And you know what? I looked outside of me a lot. I survived by using my intellect. And I didn't understand that my intellect is one of the first things that I can recognize that is a part of my soul. When we get here, we got crazy. Some of us still have crazy minds. Some days I do. But that's okay because today I'm aware of it. Today I know when I'm crazy and it's when I haven't gotten spiritual fit. So we have a threefold program. When I first came in, I focused on the physical. Man, I am a person that can do physical till the cows come home, until I can't do it anymore. As long as I have someone to commit it to, I'm a loyal student. Aren't I good? You know, talk about arrogant and false pride and ego. But it worked for me. The sad thing is I didn't grow any further than that. And the emotional upheavals of life continued to bat me down. Now, I talked good. I can remember, where's Connie? I can remember going to St. Louis to some regional thing, and I met Connie. And I believe that in spite of me, God shows you who I truly am. And all I can tell you is I'm a sick person needing to get, I'm not a bad person trying to get good. I'm just a sickie that needs to get well. And thank God I know that today. And it's, oh, I can laugh at myself. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So on an emotional and an intellectual energy or that inspiration, I had that, but it scared me so that I used food, abused food to tamp it down deep within under the fat. I have something to show you. It's me at 204 pounds. I'm not a 100-pounder person. I weigh about 130, 135 right now. I've maintained for over 8 years. Before, from 1983 to 2006, I maintained that. But I don't know how much I enlarge my spiritual condition. It says my mind, my character, my thoughts, and my feelings. That's what the soul is. How do we connect in this virtual world? And that's what I'm renaming my talk, soul to soul in a virtual, not face to face. That's too negative. So I'm going to call it in the virtual world, because that's where we live now or are going to continue to live. This thing is going to change the face of Overeaters Anonymous. I believe that is true. It already has. Is there anyone in the room that has not gone to a face-to-face meeting? Any newer kind of? All right. Suzanne. Yes. Kristen. Yes. Are you going to be in for a treat? It's golly, we have skin touching each other, having the fellowship, hugs. Oh, I miss the hug so much. So we'll get to that too. There's some essential things to discover my inner soul that I found. And see if this sounds like programming in 6 simple. So it's like, how do I live better? Get in touch with my inner soul. Do some introspection. Isn't that what retreat is about? Some introspection. Perform self-analysis. Oh, I don't know about you, but I have analysis paralysis. However, since I've worked my program, I've been able to utilize my mind. God has given me the power to think. Now, when I came in, well, they told me you got to act your way into right thinking because you can't think your way into right acting. And boy, oh boy, was that true. If I could just figure it out, if I could just understand, then I tried to do that to my childhood, which was in a rural remote area in South Dakota. I was born in Kansas where my father lived and moved to South Dakota like when I was 2. So I'm a South Dakotan. Most 3, a good look at your past. Oh, golly, that's a hard thing to do, especially when my soul is so hurting and I have so much pain. Get focused in life. It's okay. What is my purpose for being here today? And if you don't know, I spend a little time maybe over lunch or maybe now. What is my purpose? Explore things that excite you. Oh my gosh, that's a big, tall order. Do I live outside the walls of Overeaters Anonymous? Is that all there is? There come a time in my life, and I'm going to refer to appendix that Reverend Rolo did, A Disease of the Spirit, in the back of our brown book. If you've not read those, especially the ladies that haven't been here, you're in for a big treat because he talks a lot about the soul food. And he's not talking about Southern foods. Explore things that excite you and then take help from a confidant. Sponsorship, grand sponsorship, whatever. So here we are, coming here to serve and be served, give and receive. And I'm wanting you to spend some time loving the 2 people that are next to you. I know that the chat is turned off, but if they have phone numbers, I want you to take those down. And sometime before you leave this retreat, I want you to write a love note. We can't say, I love you in person. We can't give hugs. And if there's no one on one side or the other or up from you, pick somebody, pick your sponsor, pick somebody that has guided you. So that's one assignment. That's how I believe we can connect. To connect with the whole group, that might be hard, except we got 2 hours to do it. So I'm going to put the challenge out there. Okay, how many can you connect with? Over 2 hours. So how can I voice what my soul is saying? I don't know about you, but I've worked the steps. I've discarded and found that within me, in my heart of hearts, there is a loving person waiting to get out, to love you back. And that's what OA has done for me. Reverend Rolo, Reverend R, he talks about us having the disease of the spirit, which of course he says is we have a need to nourish the soul or the spiritual side of our nature. He says that's our saving. So hold on to your what with both hands and get going on those steps. And if you've worked them again or continue to work on maintaining your growth by doing 10, 11, and 12, especially 11. You know, when we get to our soul, it needs time of quiet listening, meditation, reading. Okay, so we need to have some avenue of how to deal with. That's what the steps do. And once we get past all that pain and misunderstanding and clean up our past, guess what? Enfolds. I don't know about you, but I can become creative and constructive. Now, I believe those are talents and gifts that I believe are assets, which was talked about last night. Do I focus on my assets or do I get stuck on wallowing in my defects? Can I toot my own horn? I'm a lovable, capable human being. I accept myself exactly as I am. Warts and all, a little heavier thighs than I'd like. The Reverend says it is only as the hurt and damaged soul is given emotion and spiritual sustenance that these destructive characteristics slough off and love begins to flow freely within and from their outward. We got it all backwards. Anyway, I do. I try to fix all this out here and get all my ducks in a row. And the reality is I need to go within and heal. Let go of the pain, let go of the past. And that's what this program has done for me so that when I come here and I say, what you see is what you get, I really truly believe that because I believe I am a child of my higher power that I choose to call God. I believe I was created to help my higher power help others. And the Reverend, he talks about, we don't have anything to give. Somebody got you to OA somehow. Maybe it was somebody that wrote an article. Maybe it was was a friend, maybe it was who knows what. It'd be nice if it was flying in the sky by an airplane. Go to Overeaters Anonymous. I had a person that came to my hospital bed. Now, I don't believe she came there to 12-step me in Overeaters Anonymous, but that's where she got me to, and I'll be eternally grateful for her. Love, of course, is the spiritual quality that we're all looking for. And the nice thing is, we know in OA, it's not related to any reverend or any specific religion. You can be Buddhist, you can hug that tree. What's nice is it's free. I don't know about you, how much money you paid to get yourself fixed, but I never did get myself fixed. We are free to live, so we allow it to flow. Somebody came in, somebody gave it to us. We spent time getting our stuff let go of, found out the good. Page 36, as Mike says, in our 12 by 12. And then what happens is we begin to be able to do the second part, which is dish it out. Our food for the soul, we begin to dish out. We're not muttered with the food. I got to the place very arrogant, and I did what was talked about, which is over love, immature love. I expected my sponsees to worship the ground. Now, I didn't know that. But when they chose to leave one by one, I hit the brick wall. I left for 7 years with a big, major resentment. Actually, I was scared to death that they might be, what they're doing is I might be true. And that was the opportunity God gave me. Pain brings opportunity to look at me to change. When I got sick and tired of overeating, God sent somebody, and then working those steps, my heart went out to others. I don't know about you, but the first time I came to an OA meeting, I didn't understand what was there, but I knew what was there. Or I didn't know what was there, but I knew there was something there. And I truly believe it's the unconditional love and acceptance, the understanding of what I do with food. I believe we have to identify. And then, of course, I began to trust, which was a big thing for me. I didn't trust you. And I had good evidence to not do that. I think I heard somebody last night talking about people pleasing over loving. Yeah. So it's okay. You've heard over and over. You can't keep it unless you give it away. You're here to give it away. You're here to receive it. If you're newer, soak it all in. Be selfish. Find gratitude. What I had when I came in here is what I read in the material is we ingest and digest two kinds of food, understanding our straight-jacketed mind. I like that. I've been in the psych unit twice because I was felt like I was going to dissolve, disintegrate. And then the second thing, which is so important, which I believe really focuses on this, is learn to pray and meditate to satisfy that inner. Because when the inner is satisfied, when my higher power says, good job, Marcia. Okay, now that is healed. Go out and share your experience, strength, and health. How do I do that? I'm a real mouthy person. For me to listen, to come here and listen, last night, I made an agreement with my higher power. I'm just going to listen. And I heard those wonderful things. Opposite of addiction is connection. Am I connecting? How am I connecting? Am I connecting? They say, don't bring the mess to the program, bring that to your sponsor, but bring the message to the meetings. And I believe that's true. Who wants to dwell? We've got all that warm, brown, fuzzy stuff I call shit that just wants to hang around. And boy, I can pick it up easy. I can get down in the gutter. But to learn that others have more trauma than me, others had to lose 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. Some of the people that have been here a long time haven't lost the weight. We've got lots of work to do, friends. We get to be the attraction. Pray for those that aren't here. I ask my groups, I go to 4 or 5 meetings a week, to pray for me, to give me inspiration. And what I do when I'm able to see others that have had life experiences worse than me, what I can do is be humble. Thank you, God. I haven't had that happen. And I can learn some tricks, some living tricks of how to be happy, joyous, and free. Take my program seriously. Don't take myself so seriously. Those kinds of things. And then finally, probably one of the best ingredients of love is humor. And I don't know about you, if you're going to meetings that all there is seriousness, girlfriends and guy friends, check out another meeting. I love to laugh. I'm witty, sometimes very inappropriate sometimes. So I have to make those amends. But what I know is humor is the most important ingredient of love. It shakes down the food, now shrinking away and making room for others. Within me and fellowship, we understand humor, all digestible forms of love, food. So what can we really do? One, with others, when they don't feel that they're lovable, we can understand where they've been and share our likeness. And then we can touch each other's souls, touch where you really are. Caution, be careful of the pink cloud when things are going so well. I grow from the pain when I get stagnant. Do I share that with my sponsor? Am I aware of it? If I'm not feeding my face physical food, I will do that. And then one of the things that I think is so important is that we can get into disillusionment. But one of the things we need to do is go deeper. We need to go deeper with others and with God. We need to say, I love you. If you haven't been told, I love you today, let me be the first. I love you. I understand. My soul is filled by your experience, strength, and hope. I am filled because I'm receiving all that love. Two people are going to send me love notes today. Am I going to send one to myself? Am I going to send one to myself? On page 16 in the For Today book, humor is a prelude to faith and laughter is the beginning of God. Please help me. One of the best things I can hope to find at an OA meeting is laughter. There is something so pure, so cleansing and healing about laughing at ourselves. It is truly akin to prayer. When I laugh at the easy humor of a speaker, I'm aware of that sense of one feels in the presence of profound mystery. Thank God for the gift of laughter and for those who carry the message on its wings, my angels. Thank God that when I do the OA promise, I have two hands. And instead of this, I'm going to go like this. You can't see my hands because I'm connected with Suzanne, and I'm connected with Marina. I look at my two hands and I turn them up. My sponsor taught me self, God, and sad to say, my dominant hand was self-will for a long time. But now it's this, my left. My higher power has totally changed my way of living. I'm free today. I don't have anything that isn't. I was home. I told this to my group the other night. I was home to see my mother, who was one of my, she's just like me. I couldn't stand her. She told me she wished I'd never been born. And I understood. She likes to still, yeah. Anyway, she bossed me around. That's what I thought. Anyway, I have a thing that when I get tired, I slough my feet. I slough them a lot. I also put my hands in my pocket. And those were two things she always says, get your hands out of your pocket. No, she probably didn't say it that way, but that's the way it sounded. Pick up your feet. And out of her mouth comes, pick up your feet. When I looked at her and I started to get angry and I looked at her and I took my finger and I said, you're not my boss anymore. And we both laughed, just hilariously hooted because we can remember that sad way. Only with God's grace can we continue. The obsession with food does demand understanding and experience and people provide that. Today, no longer is my body my master. My mind begins to think clearly. My soul is fed, nurtured, and functioning. And we can consider other sources. So out there in the world, what are my sources? Or am I okay? And again, the journey that we get to share, whether we are virtual, beam me up, we can reach out. Who's needing a phone call? Who's needing a note? How many of you have written a note to someone in the last or sent something by mail? Wow, unreal. We're losing that. Our connections, we need to continue and we need to go the extra mile. We need to be willing to let our journey lead us out of our self-made prison and our limitations into greener pastures where we find lots of tables filled with, whether it's a virtual table or it's a real table. It's going to be a lot of wholesome soul food there. And there's going to be a cup that overflows. I'm so glad my cup overflows to you. Please don't leave before your miracle happens. Connect. I don't care how you do it, but right now we're going to do it with, I put my hand in yours. So I'm going to ask you to not put your hands up, but to reach out to those people so you can't see your hands. Who is it that you're reaching out to? Suzanne, you got me? Okay. Marina, you got me? I got you. Here we go. I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. No longer is there a sense of we are all together now, reaching out our hands for and strength greater than ours. And as we join hands, woohoo, we find love and understanding and a little humor beyond our wildest dreams. Please keep coming back. Thank you. Thank you for the committee. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I hope you heard one thing. And if it's saying, oh, she's a crazy woman, you got the message right. I'll pass.